This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Of course, we are on YouTube as well at the Team 980 if you'd like to watch the show. And if you'd like to watch the Capitals tonight, of course, you have the great Joe B on Monumental Sports Network locally. Or if you want the national broadcast, Sean McDonough on the play-by-play. And Sean joins us now. Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Happy to be with you. How are you today?
Doing great. It's an exciting day. Caps can obviously close this out, and it's been an interesting series. Series has been tight, but ultimately the Capitals a 3-1 here. What do you think the biggest difference in this series has been? The Caps' ability to close out these games and ultimately give themselves a little bit of padding here going into Game 5?
Yeah, I think it's been a very close series. And I was just sitting here reading some of the articles preparing for the game tonight. Caden Gooley, the defenseman from Montreal, said, you know, he feels like they could have won every game, and you could make an argument for that. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, in my opinion, Washington has the better team. You know, obviously they were considerably better in terms of the point totals in the regular season, winning the President's Trophy. I just think they have a little more depth. You know, they can rely on other lines other than their top line for scoring, and I think that'll be enhanced if they get Alexi Protas back in the series, which will be, you know, a big part of the storyline tonight, whether or not he's able to go. And, you know, Montreal really relies very heavily on that first line with Suzuki between Slavkovsky and Caulfield. You know, it's a terrific line, but I think they need to get more from the other players. So, yeah, I think Washington's the bigger team, more physical team. I think they're the more talented team, and, you know, ultimately that's why they're finding a way to win the closer games.
Obviously, when those top lines are out there facing off against each other, we've seen the impact Tom Wilson has had. And Tom's career, I think everyone in D.C., especially Caps fans, know, like, guy that kind of started off as a rough and tumble, a protector, somewhere between, you know, goon or whatever you want to say. And then you knew he could develop into far more than that. And then he became top line Tommy here, where he is a guy that they rely upon. And his ability to keep his cool, stay in the moment, obviously still be ultra physical, and that fight that spills over into the benches in Game 4. But what have you made of Wilson's maturity over the years and maturation as a player, as a person, as a leader, and how that's impacted this series?
Yeah, I think you really hit on it in what you just said. You know, he's become, to me, one of the best, most impactful players in the league. You know, he's the only player in the league in the regular season with 30 or more goals and 200 or more hits. So that's a pretty special package of skills. So, you know, he's a 33-goal scorer. He helps you on the power play a lot. And obviously, you know, he has set the tone for the physicality in this series. And it's, you know, all the playoff series, it seems to me, have been really physical. But, you know, the hit on Carrier the other night, I think, stands out among every other hit in any of these eight series in the first round. And I'm guessing that Carrier is not going to play tonight. So, you know, he's a big part of their success. And, you know, he's just not a physical guy anymore. You know, he's a really talented power forward who helps you in every zone in the rink.
Sean McDonough with us, of course, play-by-play for ESPN. They've got the game tonight, Game 5, Capitals, Canadiens. You can check that out also on the radio side over on 106.7 The Fan. If you're driving home, then flip on Sean and company when you get there. So, Sean,
Joe Beninati, the great Joe Beninati. He's awesome.
Of course.
Locker's awesome. I hope we get Locker back tonight. You know, they're one of the great broadcast teams in the NHL. You know, I think they're as good as anybody, and Capital fans are really blessed. And, you know, I think they've been together now for almost 30 years, and you know, great information, great chemistry. You know, they're the whole package. So I totally understand. You know, people like their own hometown announcers. We love them to watch ESPN, but we certainly are understanding if at least they give a peek to Joe and Locker every now and then.
Of course. I mean, we love our hometown announcers when they're as good as Joe B. and Locker. And so
they're the best.
They
really are. I watch all these, you know, when preparing for these games throughout the year, you watch a lot of the local Mavericks. I watched Joe and Alan May, their broadcast of game four this morning preparing. And part of the reason you do it is, you know, Joe has so much great information that I'm sitting here busily scribbling away and writing down notes from his preparation. So, and he's been a great resource over the last, we've been back in the NHL for 4 years now. And anytime we have a Caps game, Joe is exceedingly generous with his time and sharing his knowledge and information. And yeah, I really think I said this to him not too long ago that he'll someday win the Foster Hewitt Award, you know, be in the broadcasters part of the Hockey Hall of Fame, because he's one of the greats of this era.
He deserves it. But there's no, Sean, there's no like chippiness like there is on the ice. You guys are tied to seeing each other. You don't give Joe a little bump in the hallway as you pass him on the way to your respective booth.
No,
love Joe. Okay.
You know, all right. He's one of the few broadcasters in the NHL I'm actually a little bit bigger than, too. So,
you know, you guys
get physical in the hallway. I'd like my chances.
Who was it? Hudson and Leonard the other night that just kind of held hands and said, if this thing goes down, we're gonna soft punch each other in the chest. That's you and Joe.
Yeah. And you know what? That's interesting, right? Because being a Bostonian, that's Boston College and Boston University, which is as heated and spirited a rivalry as there is in college hockey. So it's nice that they could hold hands and sing Kumbaya. I'm sure that didn't happen during their college days.
No, and I'm sure some of their former college teammates weren't thrilled about it either. But we can figure that or save that for another day. Sean McDonough is with us here on the Hoffman Show. Obviously, the biggest question going into Game 4, Sean, was would Logan Thompson play? And if so, how would he play? How do you think that he played? Obviously, the Caps got the win. And how concerning is this injury potentially looming and affecting him tonight and on through what we hope is a long Caps playoff run?
Yeah, I think he played well, and he really didn't show any lingering impact, you know, from the collision that took him out of the previous game. So, yeah, I would say, based on that tape I just referenced, I watched, that he's fine. I don't think they would have put him out there if he wasn't, especially with, you know, such an excellent option like Lindgren. So, you know, I assume he's fine. You know, obviously the bigger goaltending question is on the other side, because, you know, it doesn't sound like Sam Montembeault is going to play tonight. And although I think, you know, Dobesh has been very good in the games he's played in and is a really excellent backup himself and has, you know, proven to be a talented guy. So I don't think there's really been much drop-off in the goaltending on either side.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The last time the Capitals won a playoff series was the one in Las Vegas where they won the Stanley Cup back in 2018, which is wild to think about. That one, that was somehow already 6 years ago, and two, that they haven't figured out how to get one win in a playoff series since, considering some of the teams that they've had. But we also know that in the NHL, closing out series is incredibly difficult. In any sport, the sense of desperation a team has with their backs against the wall is real. So what is the thing that you're going to be looking for Washington to try to set the tone, or for Montreal tonight to make sure that they don't to switch sports here, wind up like what the Miami Heat did the other night, where they just like, okay, we're done here and lay down? What are some of the early first period kind of indicators you're looking for tonight to see the intensity, the level, the ability to close for Washington in this game five?
Well, I do think it's important. And I do think, you know, as we're chatting, it's one of the interesting aspects of whether or not Protas plays, because, you know, he's been practicing now for several days. It looks like if he's not ready, he's really close. So, you know, if you're the Caps, do you put him out there? Because as you said, you know, when you have a chance to bury a team, you should go ahead and bury him, because you never know what might happen. Should Montreal win tonight? I mean, we saw Ottawa win last night in Toronto, down 3-1, and now there's a lot of pressure on the Maple Leafs, particularly, you know, as this goes back to Ottawa for game six, especially given their history. So part of me would say, yeah, if Protas can play, he should play, because they're a better team with him, and he was one of the best players in the league this year, and try to end this series. The other part of me thinks, well, you know, they win tonight, they're going to have some days off here before the next round starts, so maybe you give them 3 or 4 or 5, however many days it's going to turn out to be, more days, because it sounds like it was a very significant skate cut, and let him really be raring to go when the Carolina series rolls around. So, but I do think it's another reason why it's important. I mean, Carolina ended its series last night. So, you know, I think it's incumbent upon the Caps to end theirs tonight. So the rest situation is similar. You know, if you wind up going to 6 games or 7 games with Montreal and, you know, get even more banged up, I think they would be at a competitive disadvantage starting the next series with Carolina.
And we know that Carolina has been a thorn in Washington's side all year, a year where they were the best team in the East, but Carolina seemed to have their number more than a time or two. Last thing for Sean McDonough here, of course, play-by-play on ESPN. They've got the game tonight, game five between the Capitals and the Canadiens. Sean, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Ovechkin on the way out here. You've obviously, as you just said, ESPN's been back in the NHL for about 4 years now covering the games, and you've certainly been a fan longer. You've seen Alex's entire career, and we see the record this year. What's it been like getting to know him the last couple of years, covering some of the games, and what was your reaction to the record-breaking goal that he scored and the record that he now holds as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer that he attained this season?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, you know, it's been a big part, you know, really the biggest part, I think, of this National Hockey League regular season was the Grade 8 chase, and people were caught up in it. And I think, you know, when he broke his leg there in the middle of the season and missed 16 games or so, a lot of us thought, well, you know, he's not going to do it this year. But, you know, to go out and score as many goals as he did in the sample of games that he played in, the limited number of games, you know, and that's been one of the great things about his career, is he's been so durable and missed so few games, which is even more remarkable when you consider how physical he is and has been, again, in this series, you know, really set the physical tone in the first couple of games. So, it's remarkable. Yeah, I worried about it last year, to be quite honest. I thought the beginning of last year, you kind of wondered, you know, is he coming to the end? It didn't look like he was in particularly good shape. And, you know, I think he might have even played his way into shape as the season went along. I know Spencer Carberry talked to him at the end of last season about, you know, coming back really ready to go from day one of this season. And he did, you know, so. He's phenomenal, one of the great players of all time, obviously, in addition to the goal scoring. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching him play throughout the rest of these playoffs as long as they go. I think they have about as good a chance as anybody to win the whole thing.
Well, if they do make that deep run, hopefully Sean will be talking to you again. Appreciate your time
here
on Game Day.
After the first round, the great Joe Beninati and Monumental Sports, you know, they're no longer, which is, I feel bad for them, because I feel bad the local teams can't go beyond the first round. So, you're stuck with us. So, you know,
Sean, though, maybe Joe will have time for us.
My decision. You know, we love Joe. We love Locker. We love their team. But yeah, after this round, you're stuck with us.
Yeah. Well, we love having you on, but maybe Joe will have time for us, and maybe we'll bug him and let you focus on the games.
Joe, big time you. Am I going to take back all the nice things I said about Joe? Is he
He's been on the show quite a bit, just not this playoffs. I think he's a busy man, and other people seem to be getting to him first. So I'll just go yell at my producer. No, I'm not going to do that. Anthony's a lovely young man, and he's doing a great job. Sean, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it, and we will certainly hopefully talk to you down the line as the Caps continue to go here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.